Shalom to all. Today's office Cholon Daf Lamed Vav. We're starting about the fourth line with the words Tanu Rabbanon. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Tzar Bas Biyaka Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing whether or not blood is able to be machshir. Could blood falling on food render it susceptible to makabel tomos? The Gemara tells us Tanu Rabbanon we brisa hashaychet if a person shechs vehit is damal adalas and blood sprinkles on a dalas on a gourd that's nearby. Rabbi Emer he says hochshir it's now machshir makabel tomo. Whereas Rabbi Emer he says toilin. And we're going to see what toilin means over here. Now Omer Bishaya comments me'achash Rabbi Emer hochshir Rabbi Emer toilin. Since Rabbi says is Mokshir and Rabbi Chiya says Toilin, so on all minismai, who should rely on? It's Machlaikas. Let's rely on the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, Shchita Machsharas Vloidam, the Shchita is Machshir and not blood, as that means that we have two verses one. It's a Rabban Vyachid. It seems to be Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon holding the same thing, going against Rabbi, so we're going to pass them like them. But this requires explanation. So Amar Papi tells us, Hakol Maidim, everyone agrees, Hecha de Isei Ladam Mitchil Vad Saif, that if the blood was on this gourd from the beginning till the end of Shchita, Kulayam Aplegi de Machshir. No one argues, and they actually all say that it is Machshir. When the blood got wiped off the gourd in between shechting Simon 1 and Simon 2. Rabbi holds Yashal Shchita Mitchil Vad Saif, that Shchita is from beginning till end, meaning even the beginning of the act of Shchita, that is already considered official Shchita. And Vahai Dam Shchita Hu, so this is Dam Shchita, this blood that fell on the gourd, and therefore it's Machshir L'Kabel Tomo. Whereas Rabbi Yisavar, he holds Ein L'Shchita Ela B'Saif. Shchita is only at the end of the act, and Vahai Dam Makahu, this blood which is on the gourd only temporarily, because remember it was wiped off after the first Simon, that's just considered dam maka, blood from a wound, because after he shechts only the first simen, that's just considered wounding the animal. So this is not dam shchita, this is dam maka, and it's not machshir. Now we further explain umay toilin. So what do Rabbi Chiya mean by toilin? It must be that toilin hadavar ad gemar shchita. We hang its fate in balance until the end of the shchita process. Eisel dam basav shchita machshir v'iloy loy machshir. If the blood is still remaining on the gourd by the end of shchita, so then it's machshir. But if not, then it's not machshir, and that's what toilin means. And further explanation umay bay v'nis b'chadav Reb Shimon. What does that mean? Let's rely on shchita's Reb Shimon. If anything, we can't bring Rabbi Shimon into here. Rabbi Shimon loy machshir, Rabbi Chiya machshir. According to Rabbi Shimon, blood is not machshir, and according to Rabbi Chiya, the blood is machshir. So how could we say let's pair up Rabbi Shimon with Rabbi Chiya to go against Rabbi? The answer is ben iskaneach miu ashul adadi. When the blood is wiped off the gourd in between shchita the two simonim, then Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon agree. Mar loy machshir or mailo machshir. Both of them say there's no hechshir, and so havalei Rabbi chad. It turns out the Rabbi is an individual opinion. Ve'in d'rav shel achad makam shnayim. I wouldn't hold to the words of a yachid when he's up against two. So that's the explanation of Rav Papa. Now Rav Ashi Amar, he says different. Toilin lo'ayla mashma. When the word toilin is used, that's mashma forever, meaning achi yavel yo. Therefore, we have to say that when it's kanech Reb Chiya sfuki misapkale, when it's wiped off in between each semen, Reb Chiya has a suffix. E yashal shchita mitchila vad soif, I in l'shchita el besoif. Do we say the shchita is from beginning till the end, or shchita is only at the end of the act? And umay toilin, what would toilin be over here? Lo'aychlin v'lo'y sarfin. That means since we're besoifik, we don't know if it's mokshal kabo toma, so we're not going to eat this. Let's say it's truma, because maybe it's mokshal kabo toma, and that means that maybe it did become tummy if it was touched by something else. But we're also not going to burn it if it's truma because it's not 100% tame. And umay bovin is b'chadav Reb Shimon. What does that mean? Let's go rely on what Reb Shimon said. We have the same problem that Reb Papa had because Reb Shimon loy machshir Reb Chiya sveika. Reb Shimon holds it's for sure not machshir kabo toma, whereas Reb Chiya, as we were explaining now, holds it's at least a suffik. That could be said. They're saying the same thing. The answer is lenyan sreifa miushavla dadi. In regards to burning it, if it's truma, which is maybe tame, then they both agree. Mar loy sarfe, mar loy sarfe. Both Reb Shimon and Reb Chiya agree not to burn it. And so avali Rabbi Chad. That turns out Rabbi's an individual opinion, he holds that it would be burned, and wouldn't hold of one when there's two, and this is what's being said. For example, this, toilin, we're going to hang its fate in balance, loy eichlin, v'loy sarfin, it's not going to be eaten, but it's also not going to be burned. And we'll keep discussing more cases of hechsher. By Reb Shimon Lakish, he has as follows, tsrid shel menachas, a dry piece of menachas. The word tsrid over here is similar to the word tsarud, which is a modern day Hebrew word that a person uses to say that he's hoarse or he has a dry throat. So that's what tsrid over here is. We have a dry piece of mincha, meaning it wasn't completely mixed with the oil, so we have a whole clump of flour that's totally dry, and that means that it definitely wasn't mokshir l'kabel toma because it was touched by liquid. It wasn't touched by liquid, it's still dry. So questions as follows, minim by rishen v'sheni, I ain't minim by rishen v'sheni. Do we count rishen v'sheni in it or not? In other words, when we say that it is mokshir l'kabel toma, which we're going to explain in a second, that's because chibas ha-kodesh machsharta, the special endearment that we have to hekdesh, that itself gives it its hechsher. The question is, what type of hechsher is that? Does that mean that when toma touches it, it can become even a rishen and sheni? Meaning if ava toma touches it, it becomes a rishen. If a rishen toma touches it, it becomes a sheni, and then it in turn can impart that toma to others, or maybe not. And that's what the Gemara speaks out right now. Maybe chibas hakodesh only helps to say that it itself could become possible if it's touched by toma, but to give it the status of a rishon or sheni, then now it could transfer its toma to something else. We're not going to go that far with this concept of chibas hakodesh. Maybe there's no difference. And chibas hakodesh tells us that since we have such an endearment to hekdesh, that this piece of dry flour of mincha, even though it was never touched by liquid, still results 100% mukhshar kabbal toma, and it can become a high level of toma and even transfer that to other things. So Rambam Blazer says, Tashma, we have a raya. We have a pasuk that tells us beferush mikol echasher yachav gaimer, and really the continuation of the pasuk is asher yavay olav mayim yitmas. So we see very clearly from here that in order for something to be mukhshar kabbal toma, it has to be touched by water or by one of the seven halachic liquids. So what do we see from here? Eichel ha-baba mayim hochshar, eichel she'in ha-baba mayim lo hochshar. Food that was touched by water is mochshar, food that wasn't touched by water is not mochshar. And this flour wasn't touched by liquid, so it's not 100% mochshar kabbal toma. So the Gemara responds right away. Atu Reb Shimon Lakish lesley eichel ha-baba mayim. What, you think Reish Lakish doesn't hold to that pasuk? You think he didn't know about it? Reb Shimon Lakish hachikami b'alei. This is what Reish Lakish was asking. We're just further clarifying the question. Chibas ha-kodesh k'eichel ha-baba mayim dami alei. When we're talking about chibas ha-kodesh, which is a specific unique din only by hekdesh, do we say that gives it the status of hechsher l'kabel toma, just like chulin, which was touched by liquid, or no? You know, there's a special question regarding hekdesh. So to this we respond, Reb Elazar Nami, Reb Elazar as well, mi turi krei ka'amar. He was answering this question based off of the extra pasuk. Mechdi, let's see. Except we have another pasuk that says chiyutan mayim al zera, when water goes on a zera, that's machsher l'kabel toma, and it's going to become tame. So mikol eichal sher yachal lomali. What do we need this other pasuk for? Mikol eichal sher yachal. In other words, we have two pasukim that seem to be telling us the same exact thing. Both of them tell us that if liquid touches food and then toma touches the food, so now it becomes tame. So it clearly seems to be that you only could do this by liquid, and chibas hakodesh doesn't have that same status. What do we need these two pesukim for? They're telling us the same exact thing. Lam ravavam beis on top. Lav lamutei chibas hakodesh isn't come to exclude chibas hakodesh. That even though we have this endearment to kodesh and that is machshir food l'kabel toma, even though it didn't become wet, nonetheless it's still not on the same level as something that did become wet. So Gemara says not a raya. Loi, that's not so. That actually we need both of these pesukim. Chad b'tomas meis v'chad b'tomas sheret. One is telling us about tomas meis. One is telling us about tomas sheret. We have to have both of these psukim. The Ashmini Thomas Mace, if we only said by Thomas Mace, namely something could only be kabbal Thomas Mace, if it was Mokshal kabbal Toma by liquid, I would say that a Hasam who debay Hechsher over there requires Hechsher, that's because Thomas Mace is not so strict, it's not Metame with this tiny piece the size of a lentil. Aval Sheretz, but a dead Sheretz, Metame Bechadasha, it has a stringency that's Metame even with just the size of a lentil. Emo Loyla by Hechsher, I might say the food doesn't even need Hechsher in order to be kabbal Toma, so that's why we have to have a pasuk regarding that. And Yashmini Sheretz, if we only have the pasuk by sheretz, I might say mishum d'loy mitam tomas shiva. Food requires hechsher in order to become tame from a sheretz. That's because a sheretz is not mitame for 7 days. Avol meis mitam tomas shiva. But when a meis doesn't part its toma, that's for 7 days. Emalay by hechsher, I might say the food doesn't even need hechsher in order to become tame. Tzricha, that's why we need both of those pesukim. So Reb Elazar's answer falls off. We don't have an extra pasuk to tell us about chibas hakodesh. We continue to discuss this. Moshe Rav Yisrael Reisiv asks as follows: Reb Shimon, I'm Reb Shimon says hechsher b'shchita, that the animal becomes mukshal kabel toma through the shchita. Now what do we learn from here? Hechsheru v'afilu as much because Mokshal Kabbal Toma, even to give it the status of Rishon Rishani, meaning proper Hechshel Kabbal Toma. The question is, Amai, why would that be? V'halav Oichal Baba Mayim Hu. It wasn't touched by one of the liquids. So Amai Abai told him, you're right. Asa'u Kehechshel Mayim Midrabanon. They treated it as if it was touched by water, but only a Dindrabanon. In other words, we have no Raya from here, because even though the Shechita is Machshel Kabbal Toma, it only gives it a Hechshel Kabbal Toma Midrabanon as if it was touched by water. And the practical Nafkamina would be that if it becomes Tame and then it touches either Truma or Kachim, we're not going to burn that Truma or Kachim, because again, it's just a Dindra Abanon, not the Raisa. Now, Rav Zera says, Tashma, I'll try to bring Raya from here. Habaitzer Lagas, someone who's harvesting grapes, but he's going to be pressing them into wine, and as he's harvesting them, some juice comes out and gets them wet. So, Shami Rav says, Hochshur, they're not Mokshal Kabbal Toma, because they were touched by grape juice, and that's one of the seven liquids, which is Mokshal Kabbal Toma. Whereas Hill Omer, he says, Loi Hochshur, it's actually not Mokshal Kabbal Toma, but then Vishasakli Hill Lashamai, Hill was quiet to Shami, which means Hill ended up agreeing to Shami, and it means that the liquid that came out at the time of moving the grapes around or picking them, even before squeezing them, is machshir them l'kabel toma. By my, why would that be? V'halav oichal baba mayim hu. This is not considered oichal baba mayim. Why is that? Because this liquid is shaloi l'ratzlein. He doesn't want this juice to be squeezed out of the grape now. It ends up just falling on the floor. It's not able to be used as wine. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, it's not considered like it was oichal baba mayim. So normally, Bye responded to him, asu kehechshir mayim midrabanon. You're right. It's only treated like it had hechshir mayim midrabanon. And we're not going to burn truma or kachim based off of this. But now, Amar Rav Yisrael Reisiv asked him, aminul chana hochshur b'shchita. I asked you a question regarding hechsher by shchita from Reb Shimon. Vat amritli asu kehechsher mayim, and you told me that they treated it like hechsher mayim is just derabanan. Reb Zera asks you this question from Habaitzer Lagas, v'amritli, and you respond to him the same thing. Asu kehechsher mayim, they treated it like hechsher mayim, which is only midrabanan. Well, then why don't we go back to the original thing that started out this whole discussion? The Reb Shimon Lakish Nami, according to Reish Lakish as well. Why don't we say asu kehechsher mayim that the hechsher of chibas hakodesh is like hechsher mayim, and it's just a din derabanan? Why is that not a valid answer? So Amalei Abai responds to Reb Yosef, Atu Reb Shimon Lakish Litlos Kami Bayi. Do you think Reish Lakish was asking his question in regards to din of litlois, meaning that he was only asking in a din drabanon kikami bayle lisrive? He was asking in regards to burning it, meaning Reish Lakish's question regarding chibas HaKadosh was when we say that this thing has Hechsher because of Chibus HaKadosh. If it becomes Tamei, are we going to burn it? Meaning, is it a 100% Toma? That was his question. Now, before we get to the answer, which really a sneak peek is that it's going to be a Teku and we're not going to have an answer, the Gemara makes a Diyuk from the way Abaye just explained what the real question is. Mechlal, we can infer from here, the Chibus HaKadosh Da'iraisa. The Chibus HaKadosh is Da'iraisa because since he just said that the whole question is in regards to burning it, well, we're only going to burn it if this is a Din Da'iraisa. Now, the question is Menolon. Where do we see that this concept of Chibus HaKadosh is Da'iraisa? Elim Fuan Samuel Chsev is based off the following pasuk that tells us about Basar Shayigab Chaltamei and meat, which is referring to Kachim, that touches any Tamei, has to be burned. Well, Hi Basar Jiskashar Amai. How did that meat become Mokshar Kabal Tomer in the first place? Elim, you want to say Jiskashar Badam, that it became Mokshar from the blood of Shchita. Well, Amr Bechir Bar Abba, Amr Bechinon, Minai Ladam Kachim Sheene Machshir. How do we know the blood from Kachim is not Machshir? Because the pasuk says, Loisaych Lanu Al Artsish Bechanu Kamayim, don't eat it. This is referring to blood. It shall be spilled on the floor like water. What do we learn from here? Damanish Bech Kamayim Machshir, blood, which you're allowed to spill like water, meaning you have no problem spilling it on the floor, that's Machshir Kabal Tomer. If you're not allowed to spill it on the floor like water, so it's not Machshir Kabal Tomer, and we know the blood from Kachim is not allowed to be spilled on the floor, you need that blood to do Zrika al Mizbeach. So it can't be that's how this meat of Kachim became Machshir Kabal Tomer. Ella, rather you want to say, this Chashir Mashke Basement Chaya, that became Machshir from the liquid of the basement Bechaya, which is an area in the Hazara where they washed down the carbonites, so maybe it became Machshir because it was washed down with that water. That can't be because Amar Yisrael Chanin says, Beferosh, Mashke Basement Bechaya, this liquid that's in the basement Bechaya area of the Hazara, Loi Dayon, it's not only Shehin Dachon that they are Tahar, Ella Shein Machshirin, they also are not Machshir Kabal Tomer. Avachitim, if you want to suggest that Tirgama Adam, then when we say that this Mashki Basement Bechaya is not Machshir Kabal Tomer, it's referring to the blood of the Karbanos present in the basement Bechaya, that can't be because Veha Mashki Ka'amar, it says Mashki, which means liquids, including water. And so we see that any liquids, including water, if it's in the basement Bechaya part of the Hazara, it's not going to be Machshir Meat Kabal Tomer. Ella Lav, it must be this Kasha Bechibus HaKadosh, that this meat that we're saying touched Tuma and now has to be burned, the only way it underwent Hechsher is because of this Chibus HaKadosh. However, says the Gemara, maybe not. Vidilma Kribi Yehudam or Shmuel. Maybe it's like Rabbi Yehudim Shem Shmuel to Amr Rabbi Yehudam or Shmuel. Kigain, for example, Shahaisul Eparshal Zivchei Shlamim, a person had a cow which was a Shlamim, Vavir Benachal, and he walked it through a little stream, Vishachta, and then he shechted it, Vadain Mashke Tefechalel, and it still had liquid from the stream on it, and that's the way it became Mokshal Kabal Tuma, from that water which was on it, nothing to do with Chibus HaKadosh. Al rather, must be, where do we learn from? Misefa, from the end of the pasuk, it says, Vehabasar. It's a double lashon. The pasuk says, Vehabasar, kol tahar, yoichal basar. So we have this extra lashon. What does it teach us? Lerabis etzim levaina, that's coming to include wood for the mizbeach, and levaina, which is frankincense, is also used in that vayda base of mekdash, that they can become tamei. And the question obviously is, etzim levaina b'nei achilin inhu, are you able to eat wood or levaina? Obviously not. And we know the only things that really could become tamei are food and kalim, and this is neither food nor kalim. So how is it they can become kabal tomah? El must be, he was a kodesh machshul hu, mashvil hu oichal, that the chibus hakodesh, this endearment, this cherishment that we have for hektesh, that that's what's machshirit and makes it considered like food, and therefore it could be makabal toma. Hachanami sot over here, chibus hakodesh machsharta, in regards to meat of hektesh, even though no liquid actually made a machshir lekabal toma, still chibus hakodesh is machshir lekabal toma, and we say that's on a da'iraisa level that we actually will burn it when it becomes tame, and again that's because the pasuk tells that beferush. But the bottom line is we're still left with our original question, lam zayin amud alef on the top, my what's the din? Ki mahan yechibus kodesh lepsula de gufei. When we say the Chibus HaKadosh is effective, maybe that only passels the thing itself, and so let's say it's a piece of meat, we're going to burn it. Avol mimna be rishon v'sheni loy, but in regards to giving it this high level of tum of rishon sheni, meaning that now it becomes tame, that it can be tame other things as well, perhaps we don't go that far. Maybe there's no difference, and that once we're saying the Chibus HaKadosh is machshirit, we're going to be machshirit all the way, and if it's touched by an ava tuma, for example, it's going to become a rishon, and we'll impart that tuma further on down the line as well. Concludes the Gemara, teiku. We don't have an answer to this question, we're going to have to wait for all you know to come and answer it. We're for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Mishnah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.